Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Boys. I was telling him these are always fun Tuesday interviews when we have Tri-County and we have Gilman City. Rival schools, and they're playing each other tonight over at Jamesport. So we'll get the thoughts here of Coach Lowry on the Mustang side. It's been a long time since you've played, Coach. Not quite as long as Gilman City. It's been over a month for them, but haven't played a game since the 15th of December. But on that one, you got a victory over Union Stars, 63-36. What are your recollections of that win for the boys?
It has been a while, and we kind of missed being able to play, and the boys are anxious and ready to get back to playing games. But that Union Star game, we really came out ready to go. We had a lot of boys that stepped up, and we got some good stops. Derek Curtis had a really good night for us with 28 points, and seven of those come 3 points. And we had some others really kind of facilitate, not really much scoring, but with Jacob and Garrett both getting doubles for rebounds, it just kind of really helped us be able to push the ball when we could, and defensive pressure was there, so it was a good night for us.
You had a game at Hale scheduled for the Monday before Christmas, the 21st. Was that a COVID-related postponement? Kind of refresh my memory on that, Coach.
Yes, it was a COVID postponement, and it's one of those things that our boys are still real healthy, but we got to take safety and precaution in other areas as well.
That's the old contact tracing hit you.
No, well, a little bit here and there, yeah.
Gotcha. So let's talk this Gilman City game tonight. Yeah, I got off the phone with Coach Clark, and I think the first thing I mentioned on his interview is if you look at his team and you look at your team, there's a lot of similarities. It's just where the team has been. I feel like both teams are improved this year. You obviously know each other because you play each other all the time. I think it's a really good competitive matchup over at your place tonight.
Yeah, I think so. That's the thing. We're next door neighbors. A lot of our boys know each other, and so they kind of have that rivalry like you talked about, and also we know what to expect from them. They like to push the ball. They want to get that transition going, and that's where they're really the most comfortable, and that's why we've worked a lot in the off season and this season as well, just to be able to stop people in transition, make them set up their offense, and I think our half-court defense is really solid, so just being able to keep them from getting layups is kind of our game plan. We've got some size to our advantage, and I think we need to be able to really push that, and that's where we'll get our victory tonight.
So, yeah, you guys, a little bit bigger team, and in Gilman City, they like to get up and down, and they can put the ball in the hoop, and that's one thing. They haven't won yet, but their losses to Maysville and Trenton, they both scored in the 70s, I think 74 against Maysville, maybe about 69-70 against Trenton. Does it turn into a game tonight, Coach, where you guys are trying to slow down the pace and use your side and trying to slow them down a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't been able to push the ball in tempo as much in the past. This year, we're starting to finally be able to get a little transition offense working for us, and that's exciting to have. But we can really slow down the pace, and I think we're really solid in that aspect as well. We're getting better about scoring. We're getting higher scoring ball games. And so if we slow down, make them run our pace, I think it'll be a completely different ball game than they're used to.
This is kind of the way it was before Holiday Hoops, and obviously Holiday Hoops got axed this year because of COVID-19, so there just wasn't an opportunity to play a lot of games over Christmas break. Were you able to get the boys in the gym and kind of stay in shape with a full team with COVID around, Coach? Has that been an issue, getting the full team in there? Kind of what have the last two and a half weeks been like over at Jamesport trying to make sure that the boys stay in shape?
We've primarily been able to keep most of our boys in practice. We did take that week off there right at the end of Christmas, right before Christmas break. But we've had a couple missed one or two here and there. But primarily, we've been able to stay pretty healthy and keep on the floor, because that's the big part of conditioning. This time of year, you've got games back-to-back. We've got tournaments coming up. And if you can stay in shape, you'll be in a lot better position to stay competitive. But we've been fortunate in that regard, and we're hoping to keep moving forward.
I know there's next steps when you're building a program and you feel like you're going to be better this year, Coach, but just whether it just be from the mental side or the physical side, what's the next step for the boys that if they complete that step, they're going to start to turn some of these losses into wins here over the next 3-4 weeks?
I think it's mostly the mental aspect. We've been working on that for the past couple years, that we've had some talent, some skill here and there. We've been working really hard in practice, competing there, but it's different in practice, and you have to get to correlate to games. Being able to show up against a team and ready to fight, and whether they beat you in the past, maybe by quite a few points, but not letting you take yourself out of the ball game before you even get to play. So it's a mental aspect, because we're starting to get the X's and O's and just being able to play ball. And that's kind of the fun thing, is I can kind of turn them loose now and let them have fun and just go play ball.
So you got a game Thursday, you got a home game tonight, and then Thursday you make a trip south down to Tyne Avalon. What do you know about TA this year as far as their level of competition, Coach?
I know they've lost a decent amount of seniors from last year. They had some shooters. They like to push the ball as well and kind of get that transition offense and shoot the ball anytime they get an opening. I think it'll be a good matchup for us. Once again, I think our size will give them some trouble. It'd be difficult to match up with us, but I think that's one of those ball games we have to come out ready to go, because we don't have that luxury of overlooking anyone.
Yeah, TA 1-4 just brought up their schedule. They haven't played since the 18th of December. That was a win against Brunswick. Before that, had a loss to Santa Fe, lost to Slater, a loss to Northwestern, and a loss to Southwest Livingston. Tri-County will be at Tyne Avalon on Thursday. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck with your home game tonight against Gilman City. Look forward to reporting on those scores in the morning. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.